2020 Summer Olympics officially kicked off yesterday. The ceremony to start it off was held in Tokyo, Japan, where the rest of the games will be held. And Japanese protesters are not fans of the decision to go through the Olympics this year. After a one-year delay due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Olympics were officially given the green light to go through this year, and athletes from all across the world met in Tokyo to compete for the medal they all dream about. But was this the right call? As of last week, COVID cases in Japan spiked ahead of the Olympics, and there has been at least 70 cases linked to people who arrived for the Olympics this year. And a thing to keep in mind is only about 34% of the Japanese population has received at least their first dose, meaning most of the volunteers and citizens won't be vaccinated. So is there a reason to be concerned? Many Japanese citizens believe so. In weeks leading up to the Olympics, there has been a ton of protests demanding that the Summer Olympics be cancelled for the second year in a row. There have been protests outside the Olympic Japan headquarters and most recently outside the venue of the Olympic ceremony. The protesters were so loud during the ceremony that when there was a moment of silence, the protesters were able to be heard from the distance. Many of these protesters believe the Olympics are going through at the cost of the safety of the Japanese people, who are holding signs saying cancel the Olympics and abolish the IOC, which is the International Olympic Committee who run these events. Before the Olympic ceremony yesterday, Tokyo Olympics chief Toshiro Mudo said,
"It is impossible to predict what will happen with the number of coronavirus cases, and the discussion will continue if there is a spike."
But with the ceremony already taking place and some events in progress already, a cancellation does not seem likely at this stage, even though a recent Kyoto poll showed about 86% of the people in Japan fear another COVID spike due to the Olympics. The goal of the protest is to cancel the Olympics, but as of right now, the protest is peaceful. But if there is no change, the protest could become hostile. Going through the Olympics could have profound effects on Japan, but a cancellation of the Olympics will have devastating effects on the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, as well. A cancellation will cost the IOC billions of dollars, especially after a one-year delay already happening in 2020. And another one-year delay will push the Summer Olympics into 2022, which is the same year the Winter Olympics are going to take place. This will create big problems for the Olympics, with the Summer and Winter Games in the same year, and even more money at stake. And for the athletes who work so hard to prepare for these games, another cancellation could be devastating, as many athletes need this event for money and sponsors. This Olympics cancellation situation is a messy one, as neither the Japanese protesters nor the IOC are in the wrong. But as of now, the protests will continue till the COVID cases fall or the Olympics are cancelled.